Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today is the third episode in the series True Friends in Children's Stories, planned for the month of May, and we will read Shooting Star by Kwon Jung-sang. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned. A yellow butterfly that had alighted on the sunlit wall fluttered up. Apricot flower petals floated down below the stone wall like that butterfly. Kapsun gathers the pink apricot flower petals from the ground and strings them together with a thread. Kapdor pours a handful of petals he picked onto her skirt. While Kapdor holds up one end of the cotton thread, Kapsun quickly strings the petals together. She gathers both ends of the thread and ties a knot. Kapdor hangs the flower necklace around Kapsun's neck.
How do I look? You look like a new bride. Are you kidding me? I won't play with you anymore. I meant an old bride. You still look pretty. Kapdor head onto Kapsun's hand to stop her from taking the flower necklace off. The two lean against the stone wall. Soon, who do you want to marry when you grow up? Well, I think I'll marry Dolsri. What she actually wanted to say was, it's you, Kapdor. Kapdor is disappointed. What about you? Who do you want to marry? Kapdor also wanted to say, I want to marry you. But he couldn't say that out loud either. I'm going to marry Okbun. Kapsun is so disappointed that tears spring to her eyes. Their shoulders, which had snuggled against each other, suddenly drew apart. Petals keep falling down from the apricot tree. The flowers rain down on Kapsun as she plods along. She wants Kapdor to call her out from behind, but he never called her even when she turned the corner at the jujube tree.
Kwon Jung-sang's Shooting Star was published in 1978. Professor of Korean Literature Bang Min-ho of Seoul National University tells us more about the story.
별똥별이라는 작품은 아주 특이해요. 이 이야기는
This story is about those who were born around 1940. Kapdor and Kapsun represent the children who were born around that time and experienced the Korean War and the Vietnam War, and all sorts of ensuing hardships. It contains a lot of implicit scenes laden with meanings, which is why this is called a children's story for adults.
Since that awkward day, Kapdor and Kapsun never played together. Kapdor sometimes spied on Kapsun digging for herbs with Dolsri, while Kapsun did the same with Kapdor when he played house with Okbun. They both felt awful and lonely afterwards. Spring went by and barley grains began to plump up. Kapsun remembered that Kapdor was always hungry. She decided to bring him some mugwort rice cakes wrapped in burdock leaves on the upcoming Tano holiday, and then tell him this. Dor, I'm going to marry you. But on the day of Tano, soon, my family is moving to another town. Kapdor and his family left the village. War swept through the apricot flower village. It was fireworks between the black country in the far west and the red country in the north. Kapsun, who had lost her parents in the fireworks, walked all alone in the middle of the night. orphaned in the war, Kapsun was reminded of Kapdor when she looked up at the stars in the night sky. It's over Dalmaji Mountain. It's where a shooting star fell. Isn't there a big pond beyond Dalmaji Mountain? People say that shooting stars fall in that pond on purpose. Why? I don't know why. Kapsun stayed in a tent set up for war orphans on the mudflat near the port. The boat that used to carry the gunpowder for fireworks now brought short Western-style skirts and cornmeal from far away. Taeyong and Geumbun and everyone else all grew tall thanks to the cakes made with that cornmeal. Then on one Sunday, Kapsun ran into Kapdor on the street.
Since that day, Kapdor and Kapsun walked the port streets every Sunday, hand in hand. The stars they had seen back in their home village sparkled up in the black night sky above the sea. A shooting star fell toward the dark sea, drawing a flaming red streak across the sky. But the shooting star didn't fall into the sea. Its light went out in the middle of the sky. So, the shooting star stopped from falling into the sea. It was too scared to. The sea is quite deep. Kapsun remembered the shooting stars that fell into a pond beyond Dalmaji Mountain. Didn't the shooting stars that fell in the pond die? Yes, they did. They died in the pond because it was their home. But there is no home in the sea.
Here's literary critic Chun So-young to explain why shooting stars cannot fall in the sea.
이 두 주인공이 별똥별에 관해서 이런 얘기를 하죠.
Kapdor tells Kapsun that shooting stars are those poor stars that have nowhere to go in the sky, so they fall into the ground. Human beings also die when they have no place to live in this world. It is natural for us humans to want to die at home, a place where we felt comfortable and safe. The orphans who lost their homes and parents are like those, shooting stars, that have lost their places. The sea isn't a comfortable place for them, so they just vanish into midair. The conversation between Kapdor and Kapsun is filled with the sadness and hardship of war orphans.
별은 중간에서 사라져버린다고 그래서 이야기를 했죠. 전쟁으로 따뜻한 삶을 잃어버린 아이들의 고단하고 또 슬픈 마음이 이 대화에 고스란히 담겨 있습니다.
Dor, I want a colorful Korean dress. Kapdor was sad to see Kapsun wearing an awkwardly short skirt and a faded, ill-fitting blouse. So he promised himself to work harder and make enough money to buy her a new Korean dress. Then it happened one autumn day. Dor, I've decided to go far away. I will come back after I make a lot of money. And she left just as abruptly as the day she said that she would marry Dorsae. Blazing fireworks slowly withered away. The smell of soot dissipated, and the wounds healed gradually. Kapsun met Dorsae under a pine tree on Namsan Mountain. Warriors from the Western world were waiting for the next fireworks on the muddy side of the Blue River. Dorsae, who was assisting with the warriors' fireworks, had a white face like those of Western soldiers. Kapsun married Dorsae without a second thought. After marrying Dorsae following the war, Kapsun forgot all about the smells of apricot flowers in her hometown and came to like the flowing dresses that came from across the Pacific Ocean more than traditional Korean dresses. One day, the sound of cannons came from a country far down south. The fireworks that took place in the apricot flower village were moved to the sweltering country in the south. Young men who grew up eating cornmeal bread boarded an empty ship anchored at the beach and left for that country in the south where cannons boomed. Taeyong, Sunbok, and even Gapdor became a handful of cornmeal and departed from the familiar port.
The country in the south was Vietnam. The United States intervention escalated it into the full-blown Vietnam War. As the war raged on there, young Korean men left for the battleground to make money and help rebuild the Korean economy. But many precious lives were sacrificed once they got there.
That was Professor of Korean Literature Bang Min-ho explaining what Korean men were getting into. Kapsun was worried that Dorse would die and leave her all alone. "Don't worry, I won't be killed. Didn't you see that exciting Western movie in the theater? A lot of Indians were killed, but there were plenty of Indians who survived by siding with the white soldiers. But that was the wrong thing to do. He was a coward." Kapsun's heart broke for all the Indians who fought the white men to protect their own land. Literary critic Chun So-young explains why Kapsun felt so awful about Dorse fighting in the war.
Kapsun saw herself in the Indians who lost their homes to the white invaders. That was why she was disappointed when Dorse said he would side with the invaders. This scene was an anti-war message, questioning why young Korean men had to fight in the Vietnam War. Two wars are mentioned in this story. One is the Korean War, and the other is the Vietnam War. The story condemns the war itself, where countless innocent people are killed because of ideology.
Gapdor's
letter came one winter day.
Soon. It's probably silvery wonderland in our hometown by now. I am shamelessly writing to you because I miss my snowy hometown so much. This is a southern country, lush with palm trees. Cannons boom loudly and poor soldiers in helmets go up in flames. Remember the shooting stars in the night sky that we watched together back in our hometown? Soon. Tonight I will probably become that shooting star that fell into the pond beyond the mountain. I will then become a bird. When apricot flowers bloom in our hometown in the spring, I will become a bird that sings a beautiful song from a branch abloom with radiant apricot flowers.
That night, Kapsun showed her husband Gapdor's letter before leaving him. As she looked up at the shining stars in the sky, she took off her Western outfit piece by piece. By the time she took off her shoes, she had arrived at the Silver Beach. Dor, can you forgive me? I decided to become a shooting star tonight. I want to go back to my hometown if you'll let me. I want to become the apricot tree where you said you would come to sing a song. Kapsun then walked into the waves.
Spring was coming to the hometown. Balmy winds from the southern country blew over the mountain. A bird with a pair of golden yellow wings was riding that spring wind. Near the sunlit wall, a new apricot tree abloom with luscious blossoms was waiting for someone. When the yellow bird came, the apricot tree emitted a sweet, flowery scent. The yellow bird sat on a tree branch, which seemed to embrace the bird. The bird sang in a beautiful voice. It was a lovely song that seemed to resonate on the blue sky. The yellow bird's song echoed far and wide across the fields of the hometown, as comforting as a mother's embrace. This last scene implies that Gapsun and Gapdor had died and returned to their hometown in the forms of a tree and a bird. The modern history of Korea was fraught with the war and tragic events, during which countless people lost their loved ones and left their hometowns. In order to remember those people, the story showed the pains of war through the friendship, affection, breakup, and death of these two childhood friends.
이어지는 우정과 애정을 통해서 우리에게 전쟁의 아픔에 대해서 생생하게 이야기를 해주고 있습니다.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read Shooting Star by Kwon Jung-sang. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.